Suburban women, will you please like me? Remember? Please. Please. I saved your damn neighborhood, okay?
Julie Collins of Westerville and Julie Womack of Mason are quick to answer President Trump's question.
His view of suburban women is absolutely ridiculous and outdated. You know, I'm an African-American woman. I live in the suburbs.
And I really do think in his head he has this stereotype of a suburban woman. And I think it actually is very insulting to our intelligence because I see him lie again and again about things that are just blatantly obvious. And he keeps repeating them and like expecting that we're just buying into that. And it's just kind of crazy.
President Trump has spoken specifically to suburban women in his latest rallies, telling them he wants to bring their husbands back to work and that he'll make their communities safe. But that message is not resonating with Amy Mercer of Mason.
We have friends from different backgrounds and different skin color living next door to us. So the implications that are not veiled that he's throwing out there, that our suburban homes and neighborhoods are suddenly going to become dangerous because black and brown skin people are going to infiltrate. I mean, that's just nonsense.
But Trump's message hits home for some suburban women who have been supportive of his policies, such as Deidre Bingley, who moved to Delaware from Texas, where she said unauthorized immigration made her former hometown unsafe.
I've just seen what it does to otherwise middle-class communities where people move out of the cities to try to get away from crime, and that just kind of comes in and takes over.
And Trump's law and order message also appeals to Cindy Patrick of Delaware, the wife of a retired police chief. She plans to vote for Trump the second time around.
The law enforcement was a big deal to me.
While Patrick and Bingley want to re-elect Trump, some women who voted for him in 2016 say they'll vote for Biden this time around. And they emphasize they're voting for Biden and not just against Trump. That includes Erin Rosiello, who went from voting for Trump to running as a Democrat in a long-shot race against incumbent Republican State Representative Scott Lipps.
We want to protect our families from COVID. We want to protect our families with health insurance and good education and not from each other.
Caitlin Rabinovich says she had buyer's remorse almost immediately after the 2016 election. But this year, she says the issues came to light that made her want to vote for Biden.
I had a lot of time to like look into stuff and really, you know, at the same time, the whole pandemic's happening, the George Floyd thing is happening, where it's protests, Black Lives Matter. And I just like something in my soul, like I remember sitting and just like crying and being like, how do we change this? Like, how can I, like, this is a bad world for my kid to grow up in.
And though they're not as public about it, there are some flips the other way too.
I am a happy, proud supporter of our president.
Representative Bernadine Kennedy Kent, who hasn't been at the State House for more than a year and a half because of a dispute with House Democrats, recently spoke at an event to elect Trump. She says she believes he is willing to work across the aisle to deal with big problems. The two candidates campaign differently. While Biden holds smaller campaign events in COVID-safe environments or hosts drive-ins where people can stay in their cars at safe distances,
we can be better than what we've seen.
Trump hosts large rallies that attract large numbers of attendees packed together, mostly without masks. He was in Circleville last weekend.
Thank you very much.
But some of Trump's supporters, like Cindy Patrick, say they look beyond his harsher side.
You don't have to worry about what his ulterior motives are. He literally says what he's thinking, which sometimes is a good thing and sometimes is not a good thing. But that, to me, is he's being honest.
With the gender gap as large as it is, and some Ohio suburbs turning blue in 2018, OSU political analyst Paul Beck says suburban women could decide the presidency this year.
They appear to be swinging majorities of them towards Joe Biden. And whether that's a permanent shift or something that is temporary, kind of a Trump effect, I guess we will see in the future.
Beck says polling shows while suburban women are leaning toward Biden, they are not voting for him in larger numbers seen in some other states. And he says Trump needs to come in stronger in rural areas than he did in 2016 to offset the projected loss of many suburban women in 2020. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.